Time to talk some track and field. Tracktown Tuesday would be tomorrow. That means we get to chat with Tracktown USA president, 2016 Olympic track and field coach Vin Lanana. Vin, a most happy Monday to you. How are things?
Hey, thanks, Steve. Everything is going great. Getting ready for the NCAAs.
You know, I have one general question. I don't know if I'm noticing it, but, you know, I know Oregon's going to have four freshmen participating in the outdoors. We saw the Duck women's basketball team, softball team, just freshmen that seem wise beyond their years. Over your time as a coach and an inside observer, is it training, poise, just coaches who simply offer up whoever's the best get to play? It just seems like freshmen seem more ready to step in at such a high level like the Pac-12.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, I think you probably hit the nail on the head. I think it's a combination of all those things that you're talking about. And I think there's so much of the preparation in advance. Everybody is really focused on doing well at the collegiate ranks. And the high school stuff has gotten really good. So as a result, there's not a huge transition. There's not a huge transition between the kids when they finish their seniors in high school and come in as freshmen. All and we've been fortunate. Our coaches at the University of Oregon, for them, they've done just a phenomenal job at recruiting the best in the country.
All right. Like I mentioned, Tracktown Tuesday tomorrow, a little change in venue. So what are the vitals that the folks need to know we're planning on coming out?
Well, it's going to be phenomenal. People should arrive at Hayward. It's at Hayward Field, and it's over on the turn one, which is the first turn, obviously. and it's going to be there's beer and soft drinks. It's going to be a big party. We're going to move into the east or west grandstands, depending upon where what the sun is shining. It's going to start at 6:30. It goes 6:30 to 7:30. And we have phenomenal guests, really exciting guests with all the focus on the NCAAs.
Yeah, I wanted to talk, as we continue with Vin Lanana, Pat Henry, the current coach at Texas A&M. And, you know, on a show like this, if we talk about all-time great coaches, we, you know, talk about Coach K or Bear Bryant. But in the world of track and field from the time at LSU and past 13 years with the Aggies, safe to say we're talking about a giant, one of the most accomplished coaches in history.
Yeah, no question. You know, I think that there have been some great track and field coaches in, you know, in the world, and in the collegiate ranks in particular. You know, you've had Bill Bowerman, you had John McDonald, and certainly Pat, from a longevity perspective, has been not only has he been around a long time, they've won so many championships, as you said, either at LSU or at Texas A&M. And every year, including this year, he has a great team.
And a fellow Pac-12 member will be on hand, the USC director of track and field, Carol Smith Gilbert, another unbelievable resume from Central Florida, an assistant at Tennessee when the Vols won some indoor titles, just another high-level coach who folks can, you know, enjoy hearing from.
I think she is one of the up-and-coming coaches in the Pac-12. I mean, I think she's going to give Coach Johnson some heartburn over the years. Hopefully, we'll just stay enough ahead. But Carol is fantastic. Not only is she's a great athlete, she's a great coach, and she's done just a phenomenal job with men's and women. She's only one of, I believe, there's seven female head coaches of both programs. So she's one of seven. So she's in the league. She's really in an elite group, and she's really fantastic.
Some of the other guests, Nick Simmons, very well known around here, Willamette College, won the 800 at the NCAAs all 4 years, legendary performances in the pre, and of course when the trials returned to Eugene in 2008, led that Oregon sweep. But for fans, always nice to have a fan favorite and a familiar face.
He is. He's you know, he's a little bit controversial. He's not afraid to speak his mind. He's not only a great athlete, remember, he came from a Division III background, and then came in and just burst onto the scene when he first arrived here as part of the OTC, and now he's and now he's still competing. This is probably going to be his last year. And most importantly for me, he's the general manager for Team San Francisco in the Summer Series.
We're talking with Vin Lanana, Tracktown USA. So beyond the event tomorrow night at Hayward, you mentioned the NCAA Outdoors here this Wednesday through Saturday. The women of Oregon with a shot at a first. No women's team has ever done the triple, cross-country, indoor, and outdoor. I mean, when you think about the coaches, the assistants, the trainers, the volunteers, I mean, this is just a remarkable run.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very, very difficult on either side to win cross country, indoor, and outdoor. Either you are a sprint school or you're a distance school. If you're a distance school, you're really good cross country and probably indoors because you have a preponderance of middle distance events. But to win cross country, to win indoor, and win outdoor, on the women's side in particular, is really a difficult task. So I know that Coach Johnson and staff are looking forward to it. They've embraced that that quest to be that team that makes history. And I feel, you know, I think we have as good a chance as any.
Final couple thoughts. The men of Oregon won the Pac-12 title. Started with a great performance. You had the discus, Kyrie King, the 100, the 200. I think they got points with five different second-place finishes. How would you evaluate this particular team and what's realistic for them to accomplish later this week?
Well, you know, I think that I'm talking to Robert. He's indicated that his goal is to somehow sneak into the top 10. And that's what he's going to try to do. We have some great individuals. We have a great 4x1. You know, we have Kyrie King. We have Ryan Hunter Sims. We have a bunch of really good guys that will be in a good position to really show something special. A lot of them are newcomers. But at the same time, I think that once we put the Hayward Magic behind them, I think they'll be superb.
All right. As always, in closing, let's do our traditional radio reset because we've got a new venue, a little bit different for Tracktown Tuesday tomorrow night. Don't go to the DAC. What's on tap and what do the folks need to know?
Well, don't go to the DAC tomorrow night, but go other times.
Okay.
But it's tomorrow night at Hayward Field, 6 p.m., free admission. Great show. Don't forget about Clayton Murphy, bronze medalist at the Olympic Games at 800 meters. He'll be fantastic. I think people will not be disappointed as they're going to give some, we're going to put them on the spot and let them do some prognostication about which teams have the shot. So 6 p.m., Hayward Field. Starts at 6:30. Show goes till 7:30.
All right. You can learn more. GoTrackTownUSA.com. On Twitter, the handle, GoTrackTownUSA. Vin Lanana, always appreciate the time. And enjoy what promises to be another spectacular week here in Eugene.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. Good talking to you.
Take it easy.